Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of Army Wife Talk Radio, your source for military life empowerment. It is a privilege to bring you weekly resources to engage, educate, and encourage you in your military life journey. I'm your host, AWN Special Projects Coordinator Mandy Gibson. This is show number 709, and we are excited that you are joining us.
I'm your co-host for this podcast episode. AWN Empowerment Agent, TJ Sutterfield. Tonight, Mandy and I will be talking with Flossie Hall. Stay with us to hear how Flossie became an accomplished entrepreneur specializing in e-commerce, marketing strategy, business development, growth of operations, and sales as she shares the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs, AMSE. Connect with Flossie on Facebook at FJ Hall Media, Instagram at Flossie_Hall, and LinkedIn Flossie Hall. Also coming up in just a few minutes, our News 6 Jolene will be calling in with your need-to-know news.
This podcast is brought to you by your AWN Command Team. Our Command Team is made up of volunteers who are stationed throughout the globe. And the same is true for our volunteer team that contributes to our AWN blog. And we have to say, we are so grateful for our amazing band of bloggers.
That's right, Mandy. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. So this week, our band of bloggers brief is from experienced blogger Angie Andrews. In her latest blog titled, Thankful for Family Day, Angie shares that even though November is traditionally known for being a month for widespread gratitude, there's really no set time or date to express it beyond Thanksgiving Day. This time last year, Angie was sincerely grateful for hitting her one-year writing anniversary with Army Wife Network. This year, as she sat down to write, she realized how happy she is for one particular blessing that her current duty station has, Family Day, which happens on a weekly basis at her location in Okinawa. Angie writes, I absolutely love Family Day. I am thankful for those extra 2 hours each week. I mean, let's be real. I love my husband and am thankful for all of my hours with him. Family Day is just a reminder, though. It's a set day. It's becoming a tradition for us. We get disappointed if schedules get changed and Family Day skips a week. Angie says that she's decided that instead of Happy November as her thankful greeting, she's changed it to Happy Family Day. For more reasons to be grateful in this military life journey, visit www.armywifenetwork.com/AWN blog to read the rest of Angie's blog and more of our empowering submissions from our AWN band of bloggers. Members.
You know, DJ, I really like what Angie says about being grateful for family time more than other things in our lives. Really, just because, especially, there may be some that are away from their families, and with the holiday season approaching, it may be even more challenging to find gratitude. But, you know, Angie asked a really great question, and it gives us something to think about as we seek to be grateful at our current duty stations. Listeners, if you need some insight into the remarkable, gratitude-worthy aspects of your current or future duty station, check out our Post with the Most series. Post with the Most is one of our most popular AWN resources, and we provide this blog series to you to help you to be as prepared as possible for wherever and whenever the Army sends you somewhere new.
Located in the heart of Texas, we find Fort Hood. Founded in 1942, Fort Hood is the largest active-duty armored post in the entire United States. It's a giant of an installation, housing two commissaries and major U.S. Army divisions, with more than 18 units and surrounded by 14 major cities, two of which are Waco and Austin. If you've just received orders for Fort Hood or any other duty station and need to gather information, visit our website and click on the category Post with the Most, or click the magnifying glass on the right-hand side of our webpage to search. Mandy, you are currently stationed at Fort Hood. What Fort Hood highlights do you have for us?
Yeah, BGOAR, and this is actually our second time being stationed here at Fort Hood, and we actually really enjoy it here. One, kind of as you were talking about, the installation is the largest active duty armored post, so you can imagine how huge it is. You talked about the two commissaries, and there are two commissaries, and the exchange is huge. There's lots of different shops throughout the exchange. There's a Chipotle, there is a Starbucks, there is a MAC makeup line, its own little store inside the exchange, just all kinds of food options, and then the exchange itself is huge. But there's so much to do, you know, with MWR and just different types of events that they hold on Fort Hood. They usually do a huge, you know, like 4th of July celebration, and there's usually like a headlining act that will sing. So that's really, really cool. And then one of the other things you mentioned too is that it's surrounded by 14 major cities, and it's so centrally located in Texas that you can easily go to any of the, a lot of the major cities within Texas, like Dallas, Austin, Waco, San Antonio, you can go down to Houston easily within a weekend trip. So it's really great, and there's no snow, which is great for me. So I really like it. Are you familiar with Fort Hood, DJ? I know you guys have been, you know, stationed in Texas as well.
No, not real familiar with it.
Yeah,
it sounds interesting,
it's
though.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool if you ever get a chance to even just visit for the day. It's a pretty cool duty station, even just to visit. They have a lot of different museums and things on the installation as well. So
okay.
We love it. I'm a Fort Hood advocate.
Well, thank you.
Right. We'll be on. Yeah, so beyond our blog, we now want to talk about our weekly social media scoop. And this week, our AWN command team shared a video montage. It was really cool. It was filmed at each of the command team's respective duty stations. And we did this video to show our support for our deployed service members. We all wear red to remember everyone deployed. And on Fridays, we want to invite you, our listeners, to do the same. We'd love if you could share your videos on our social media page or your pictures showing your support for our deployed loved ones.
The Wear Red video turned out great, Mandy. You were the creative genius behind the screen working your editing magic. Great job.
Thank you.
Let's check in with this week's resource recon, the time in the show where we give you the information you need for this military life and resources beyond AWN. This week's showcased resource is Soldiers Angels, Holiday Help for Military Families. As we've talked about, the holiday season can sometimes add extra financial stress to military families. The Soldiers Angels Adopt a Family program is a great way to show your support and give to military families. Participants adopt an eligible military family, and they provide gifts for the children and contribute a grocery gift card for the family to purchase their holiday meal. According to Soldiers Angel website, the program is doing good for numerous families. Here's a testimony from a soldier who received some holiday support. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for going out of your way to help our family during Christmas. It isn't easy needing help, but it was amazing to tell my wife, look at the goodwill of the American people. My girls were very happy and excited. We can't say enough to express gratitude. It was probably the best Christmas in many years. We really were blown away by the blessings. God bless you. If you're interested in adopting a military family for the holidays, go to www.soldiersangels.org, Holiday Help for Military Families, to learn more.
I'm really glad that we featured that today, DJ. I think that it's a really great organization, and it's just nice to hear how others are helping military families. I think that sometimes it's assumed that the military doesn't need any help. So it's nice to hear that there's programs in place that will help military families. And I love that, they talked about how their girls were happy and excited, and just bringing joy to those families is just really awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, listeners, now it's time for a short commercial break. And up next is our new six, Jolene. She's going to be bringing us your need-to-know news. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Missed an episode? Or would simply like to indulge in more of Army Wife Talk Radio? Head over to armywifenetwork.com for the full archive, or simply download all the previous episodes via iTunes or the podcatcher of your choice. It's your dose of interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Jolene on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey, Jolene, what do you have for us this week?
Hi, Mandy and DJ. Here's our top stories for this week. Military families familiar with Okinawa were saddened to hear that Shuri Castle, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in southern Okinawa, Japan, was destroyed by a fire on October 31st. Shuri Castle was 500 years old and initially served as a palace for the Ryukyu Kingdom from 1429 to 1879, when the Empire of Japan took ownership. It was almost destroyed once before during the 1945 Battle of Okinawa. The Association of the United States Army reported that the Army is changing its family readiness groups to better reflect the needs of each command. It has also given the program a new name, Soldier and Family Readiness Groups. They will remain a commander's program and will be open to soldiers, Army civilians, immediate and extended family members, and volunteers. This is the first time that FRGs have seen a major change since they were established during the first Gulf War. AUSA.org also shares, the move shifts the group away from social activities and fundraising to communicating, connecting, sharing information, and providing a critical link between commanders and their soldiers and families. Read more at AUSA.org. Stars and Stripes reported that the Air Force has approved indefinite enlistments for active duty airmen with at least 12 years of service. This means that those airmen in good standing will not have to re-enlist every 4 to 6 years. Retention bonuses will still be offered that may result in additional service commitments. Read more at stripes.com. Military members with limited access to phone and email have been receiving letters through a company called Sandbox. The company offers a fast alternative to traditional snail mail, and Military Times reported that senior enlisted leaders have been using the business as a way to connect with new recruits. Incoming Marines received a letter from the 18th Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Ronald Green, in April. Sergeant Major Troy Black also sent incoming Marines a letter in the summer when he replaced Green. Likewise, the incoming airman received a letter from Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Caleb Wright, in July. Shane McCarthy, a Sandbox Chief Marketing Officer, said, "It's going to leave a lasting positive impression on that new service member and their family." Read more at militarytimes.com. And finally, are you ready for the holidays and looking for a way to step up your Thanksgiving that doesn't involve a seven-hour game of Monopoly ending in a family war? Maybe that's just my family. Good Housekeeping has a list of 15 activities to up the entertainment for your family and friends. Start with a simple game of turkey tag. Secretly pin a turkey onto friends and relatives throughout the day. The person who ends up with the turkey pinned on their clothes has to do the dishes, or maybe another consequence. Take the party outside with harvest bowling. Line your driveway with straw bales, and then roll pumpkins to knock down bowling pins. You could also hide mini pumpkins in gourds for a pumpkin hunt. Help foster a feeling of Thanksgiving by playing the gratitude game with a free printable, or taking turns naming something you're grateful for from A to Z. Find details of these games and more at goodhousekeeping.com. Find links to all of the news stories we shared here at ArmyWifeNetwork.com in the News 6 mashup section. This is your AWN News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Thank you, Jolene. Listeners, it's a joy to bring you resources, information, and keep you in the know. We will meet this episode's guest right after this short commercial break.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Reach thousands of military families worldwide via Army Wife Network. ArmyWifeNetwork.com has a limited number of sponsorship opportunities available. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com/sponsorship or email us at info@ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details.
All right, welcome back to the show, and welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. We are glad that you're here with us today. And before we left for our commercial break, our News 6 Jolene was talking about fun activities to do at Thanksgiving, and just wanted to talk a little bit about our traditions that we have at our house. And we really enjoy doing the Thanksgiving Day Parade, of course. And when we watch that, we play bingo with pictures of the floats. And we'll play bingo with that with everyone, and that's really fun. And then we usually eat lots of food and watch football and relax. What about you, DJ? What kind of things do you guys do?
Okay, so our tradition for Thanksgiving and Christmas is we've always let the boys decide what dinner is. We don't do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We usually told the boys when they were little, just pick the meal that you're most grateful for during the year, and that's what we'll have for dinner. And they would help us prep it. And yes, there's been times that we've had hot dogs and macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving dinner, but it's just our way of trying to show the kids how to be thankful for something and what the day's about. And it's not about just a big meal. It's just about being together as family. And then normally we'll play charades and just kind of have a game night afterwards. Not too exciting, but that's our routine.
No, but that's really cool though, DJ. I love that tradition that you and your family have, and you're right. I mean, it's about the traditions and the memories that you make with your family. So that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's so cool. I like it. And I like that you've had hot dog and mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. All right. Well, listeners, we have our guest on the line, and joining us tonight is Flossie Hall, founder and creator of the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs, AMSE. Flossie is an accomplished entrepreneur specializing in e-commerce, marketing strategy, business development, growth of operations, and sales. She generated over seven-figure revenues within the first year of launching her meal prep and delivery company, Healthy Mama, in 2015. She went on to create over 100 military spouse jobs, donate over 10,000 meals to homeless veterans, and mentor numerous individuals. Flossie is now known for her role in national military spouse advocacy and public speaking across local and national avenues such as Fox News, NBC, CBS, PBS, and was invited to the White House in December of 2018 on behalf of her advocacy efforts.
Flossie served as the National Director of Project Initiatives at the Rosie Network, which guides military spouse and veteran entrepreneurship through curriculum, education, and mentoring. She helped spearhead the nonprofit's growth from a single location to seven cities in a single year, projecting to serve 1,000 military spouses and veterans annually. Flossie's most recent venture, Association for Military Spouse Entrepreneurs, AMSE, connects military spouse impact advocates, entrepreneurs, and freelancers with organizations who want to make an impact with their products and services and create brand awareness in the military community. Flossie served as a pillar in her community mentoring for numerous organizations such as SEAL Team 3's Family Readiness Group, Team RWB, Girls in Tech, Bunker Labs, various universities and businesses, serving as a startup weekend organizer and volunteering her time for many national and other community organizations and nonprofits.
Welcome to the show, Flossie. We're glad you could join us tonight.
Hey, guys. How are you? That was a mouthful.
Doing pretty well. Well, Flossie, I know we talked, like you said, mouthful already, but that's great. We've gotten to know so much about you. But tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became an accidental entrepreneur.
Well, actually, entrepreneurship wasn't my intended path. I spent almost 10 years trying to become a doctor, and I actually started a business out of my home kitchen.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so my very first business was called Healthy Mama, and I was cooking for some friends, and I had already been cooking for myself, and some friends were like, you're already doing this for yourself, and we would love for you to do it for us, because I don't want to cook for myself, and we're happy to pay you to do it, and I was like, okay, great, you know, I'm at home, and I need some income, because I'm a military spouse, and I have all these kids, and my first company was pretty much born after that.
Wow, that's really cool. So that's Healthy Mama, and so that was your first company. So there had to have been a little bit of growing pains or some big lessons that you learned when you launched that company. So talk to us a little bit more about about that and kind of how that company developed for you.
Well, so like I said, my intended path was supposed to be medicine. So when I decided to start a business in food production, I had no idea what I was doing. So I had to learn everything from how to cook food to how to hire employees to bookkeeping to taxes to legal, you name it. And we scaled very rapidly. And like you had said, we ended up doing almost $1 million in revenue our first year in business. So it was really, really successful. But when you grow that fast, it was also very, very painful and very stressful. So we had to learn everything the hard way. So I feel like I did everything the wrong way two or three times before I figured out how to do it the right way. I went to the school of Google and YouTube and scoured, you know, the internet for hours at night. And I was trying to find business resource centers and anybody that I could ask questions to. And I was like, somebody help me. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I was selling this, you know, healthy meal delivery service, and I couldn't make the food fast enough. People were just like, we want more, we want more. And I was like, okay, the people want the products, but how do I get it to them faster?
That's fantastic, though. That is a good problem to have, especially, you know, when you're building your own business. And, wow, just, you know, takes a lot of dedication, it sounds like, and a lot of trial and error. But it sounds like you were very successful, you know, with your company. So congratulations to you. That's really encouraging.
Yeah, no, it was really great. But it was, like I said, it was also very painful at the same time. So it led to a lot of life lessons. I say it was a crash course MBA, but I didn't get to, you know, a business degree, but I got it at the School of Hard Knocks. I, you know, fell down multiple times, and I learned in real time how to start and grow a business, because my business was growing so fast. And now I realized how lucky I was with my business, because I had a product that people wanted, and I had no problem selling my product very fast and very quickly. And now I realize that that's kind of like a unicorn thing, where other people mm-hmm. are like, oh, hey, I have this business, how do I sell it to people? And I'm like, oh, I never had that problem.
Yeah. No, that is, like you said, that is definitely a unicorn. And I am a true believer that you learn the best when you're doing it in real life. So I'm sure that you could probably teach me a thing or two, and probably some other people too. So,
well, that's what I do now.
Yep, exactly. So now you advocate for military spouse entrepreneurship nationally. So share with us the whys and hows just surrounding that venture.
So just like I had just talked about, I feel like mm-hmm. I fumbled my way through my first business. And even though I had a tremendous amount of success over the course of almost 3 years, we ended up selling almost 500,000 meals in San Diego. But we had so many failures and so many trials and tribulations. And I felt like if I would have had some better mentorship and better support systems, and if I had other military spouses around me that are like, hey, I'm also an entrepreneur, or hey, here's the path of how I did it, that it would have been a little less painful. So the second that I could, I started mentoring other military spouses, and I turned to, you know, mentorship and guidance, and was like, hey, I started my own business, and I started it in base housing out of my home kitchen, and if I can do this, so can you. And it was really successful. But here's some groundwork, and here's some things you need to know, like to have some legal basics and have some marketing basics, and here's some tools and resources and tips and tricks. You know, don't have to go it alone, and here's some great programs that you should know about, and here's some great, you know, grants and great scholarships and all the things that I felt like I found too late. But now I've dedicated my life basically to teaching other military spouses that entrepreneurship is even an option, that we don't always have to have a job, that we can be our own bosses, but mm-hmm. we can also have really big goals of entrepreneurship. It doesn't have to be something small, that we can run with the big guys. So that's kind of what I do.
That's awesome, though. I love it. I love that so much, and that you're really just providing, really, I mean, you're becoming a resource for those, you know, military spouses that may not have had that. Just like you said, you know, you would have loved to have had a mentor or someone that could help you walk through that. And I'm a big believer of it takes a village, and that's, you know, really what you're providing. So it's really great. We've kind of touched on this a little bit, but can you go into a little bit more detail just about why you feel so strongly about military spouse entrepreneurship and why it's important?
Well, I think that as military spouses, we have the highest unemployment rate in the country due to our crazy lifestyles and our spotty resumes and the demands on our lives and our kids. And we have crazy amounts of education. And I feel like sometimes a job doesn't fit. It's like a square peg in a round hole. And even if we are lucky enough to find a good job, it's like, oh, yay, I finally found something. It's like, oh, wait, I have to leave it. And then you're stuck trying to find a job all over again. And I feel like military spouse entrepreneurship, it gives us a little bit more control over our own careers. And we have more ownership of that. And I just feel like we don't have to wait around and try to beg people for a job. And we don't have to provide our worth to them, that we can say, nope, this is how amazing I am. And this is what I'm going to charge for my services, and this is what you're going to pay me, and I can do it while the kids are in school, and I can do it from state to state, I can do it from Japan, and I can take my kids with me if I want to, and you can't say anything about it because I'm my own boss.
And that is so true. I have been there, done that, and I know how hard that is. So, I mean, I'm listening to you, I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love your analogy too of, you know, fitting a square peg into a round hole, because that's what happens. You know, you find something, you love it, and you have to move, and you're always at somewhere, you know, you're always at the beck and call of the military and where they want you to go and what lifestyle you have to leave because, you know, your spouse may be gone or just you have a weird schedule. I mean, it just is what it is. So I appreciate that so much. So why do you think that, you know, we of course talk about, you know, our schedules and just our lifestyles, but aside from that, why do you think that military spouses make such great entrepreneurs?
Well, I think that we're kind of built for the entrepreneurial life. Anybody that has built a business, it's kind of like trial by fire. And I feel like that's exactly what the military lifestyle is. You have to curve and serve, right? And you have so many things thrown at you every single day, and you have to have thick skin, and you have to have so much grit and determination and independence and strong will, and you have to be so resourceful, and I feel like all of those skills just transfer right over into entrepreneurship, that military spouses it makes perfect sense for us to be entrepreneurs, because in the business world, stuff goes wrong every day, just like in military, you know, in military life, like something goes wrong every day. And you have to curve and swerve, and you have to pivot, and you have to roll with the punches. And I feel like military spouses are so used to that, that it makes perfect sense that we survive and thrive in the business world. So once I talk to people like that, I'm like, you have all the skills of an entrepreneur, that we are trial by fire people. So it works perfect.
Yes. You have to be very resilient. That's for
yeah.
sure. That's for sure. There's a lot of correlations there. Absolutely. Well, Flossie, we do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'd love for you to chat with us about the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it. It's super exciting.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Army Wives Talk Radio in just a moment.
This is Susan Miller bringing you a moving minute from Just Move. De-stress your holiday season. Get your shopping done early or do it online. And go ahead and wrap those gifts now. prepare or cook anything that can be made and kept frozen beforehand. Find a way to help others. It may help you put your own challenges in perspective. Enjoy the holiday festivities. Catch a holiday play or a holiday movie. Focus on the people who matter the most. They'll remember the time you spent with them. And don't worry about making things perfect, but pick the most meaningful ways to celebrate. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas from Just Moved.
Want to expand your military spouse information arsenal? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Listeners, we have Flossie Hall with us, and she's talking with us about military spouse entrepreneurship. Flossie, let's dig into your work with the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs. Can you give us an overview of what AMS really is and what they do?
So we just launched it this week. So I have a co-founder. Her name is Moni Jefferson. She is a fellow military spouse entrepreneur. So we are super excited. It is an online membership community of resources and webinars and a supportive community for military spouses who want to start or grow their businesses. We feel like the military spouse life can be isolating, and we feel like entrepreneurship can also be isolating and starting your own business, and it's really hard to find those answers of what to do and how, and then especially as a military spouse where you might not know people in your area. So we started this online community to give access to those resources, and so military spouses can lean on one another to find those great things. And it just launched this week, so we're super excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us about AMSE's corporate media advising and marketing strategy?
Yeah, so we, Moni and I, we have worked for a while with, in the corporate world, giving advice on military spouse advocacy. And then we've also worked at the grassroots level with military spouse entrepreneurs, teaching and mentoring and doing all this great stuff. And companies were constantly coming to us asking to get to the spouses and have access to these amazing spouses. So through AMSE, we have this amazing database of military spouse entrepreneurs, and we wanted to be able to give these companies a way to further their missions in advocating for military spouses. So if they're running an ad, or they have a product or a brand, and they don't know how to market it to the military spouse community, we can help advise them to make sure they're using the right verbiage and the right lingo, and they have the right stock photos, because how many times have you seen a terrible stock photo where the military member has a full beard, or it says it's an Air Force member, but they're in a Marine uniform? So we're helping with some of that, but we're also working with these brands and companies to actually hire these military spouses that we have to be bloggers and writers and photographers, and it's just coming full circle for us. So we're working on both sides to further their impact on a corporate level, and then also to continue hiring our military spouses as entrepreneurs and freelancers. So it's a really great thing that we're working on here.
That sounds pretty amazing. What organizations have you partnered up with AMSE?
So far we have a ton of great organizations on board. We are working with Hello Alice and Military Spouse Advocacy Network. We're working with Instant Teams and the Paradigm Switch. We're working with Bunker Labs, and we have so many other great organizations lined up, like Veterati. We can't keep up with how many organizations that have come to us that have said we want to help your military spouses. So we're just trying to compile the best resources possible for any spouse that's looking for a tool to start or run their business. So whether that's mentorship or an accelerator or legal services, we're trying to find them the best organizations that are doing that.
Okay. What advice would you give to the other military spouses who are thinking of starting their own business with the experience you've had?
I think the best advice that I would give spouses is to not be afraid to try and take the first step. So I would tell spouses to just do it. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be the right time. I feel like we talk to so many spouses every day and they're just nervous to just put themselves out there and to just take that very first step or try to get that very first sale or that very first client or that very first customer because they feel like it's just not perfect or it's just the website's not ready. And we just try to tell them that sometimes it's just never going to be perfect, but you can build it and fly it at the same time, that sometimes you just have to give yourself a deadline and say, this is my date, this is when it's going to go live, and this is what we're going to do, and you just have to do it. So you can't be afraid to just try.
Okay. How do you do all this with juggling your own business and being an active duty military spouse and the mom on top of all of that? I mean, you have a pretty crazy life.
Yeah. My life is pretty busy. I have 4 kids myself, and my husband's still active duty, and I own 2 companies now. But I have, my kids are older, luckily. I have a 20-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 10-year-old, and an 8-year-old. But my husband is amazing. He's super supportive of everything that I do. And my teenagers help out, and even the younger kids help out. And my whole family acts as a unit. And I feel like there's 6 of us. So I always say I'm 1/6 of the family. Whereas I feel like a lot of moms and a lot of military spouses are like, they put all the weight of the household and the, you know, the mom duties. They feel like everything's on them. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm only 1/6 of this family. I'm not doing all of it or 50% of it or 80% of it. And sometimes my house is a little messy and sometimes I pick up pizza and sometimes I sweep in instead of, you know, scrubbing the baseboards. But you just have to give yourself grace, right, and say you're doing the best you can. Tomorrow's a new day. So get your family to help out and do the best you can.
That's pretty awesome that your family is so supportive in this. But, you know, it's a give and take. In a military family, you have to be able to support one another as you're both going through things. So that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it's the only way that this can really work as a lifestyle. But I feel like as spouses, we're so dedicated to supporting our service member that we forget to ask our service member to support us in our careers. And it's okay to say, hey, I need you to take care of the kids while I go do this thing. Or I need you to clean the house while I'm over at this business conference. Like, you need to step up and take care of yourself, too. It's a 50-50 relationship, or it should be.
Exactly.
Give those kids
really,
a bath. Yeah, right. Say it louder.
So can you tell us more about where our listeners could go to support this great cause?
So you can find us all over social media. I'm a huge social media person. So you can find me on LinkedIn personally, Flossie Hall. You can find AMSI on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. And you can also check out our website at www.amse.co. So AMSI stands for the Association of Military Spouse Entrepreneurs. But we're definitely, me and Moni are social media people, so we are all over social media. So you can find us individually on social media, and you can find the association all over social media.
Well, Flossie, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing such encouraging information for military spouses and military spouse entrepreneurs. We've talked a little bit about this evening, but I just feel like your resources and just the things that you're talking about just connect and resonate so well with, you know, not only myself, but with a lot of military spouses and the struggles that they've, you know, gone through from a career standpoint, and then, you know, trying to build up that entrepreneurs as entrepreneurs. And I'm just thankful that you and Moni have, you know, come together to create such a wonderful company that can provide those resources to the spouses.
Oh, well, thank you. We said, what do we wish we would have had when we started our first businesses? And that's basically what we're doing. So we're saying, let's find a place for other spouses that are just getting started or scaling or growing, and let's build something great for our community.
Awesome, awesome. Well, listeners, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Army Wives Talk Radio. We will be off next week to celebrate Thanksgiving, but be sure to check us out again on our next episode featuring Ginger Harrington, mill spouse and author, as she shares how to cope with anxiety during military life transitions.
In the meantime, you can join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to a number of interactive, empowering resources for your military journey. We also invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with your networks. You can receive an email empowerment via our newsletter, the SITREP, which publishes every other Tuesday. Or you can connect with us on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, by following at Army Wife Network.
Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. We'll